This is Anglia Examinations, England. Listening Examination. Level 1. Paper FF Advanced 120. Instructions. Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear each part of the recording twice. There will be a pause before each part so you can read the questions. There will be other pauses to let you think about your answers. When you hear the tone, you should write your answers on the question paper. Write clearly in the spaces provided. You must ask any questions now, as you cannot speak during the test. Listen to the first part of the test. Section L1. Listen and complete the notes that the caller makes on the paper.
Hotel Concordia, can I help you?
Hello. I'd like to book a stay from the 24th to the 30th of June.
Let me see. Yes, we have availability then. For how many people?
Well, we're a family of 5, 3 adults and 2 children.
So you're looking for 3 rooms?
Do you have a double and a triple?
Yes, actually, we have a family apartment. That would be cheaper and probably more convenient.
That sounds good.
It's 3 bedrooms with a living room and bathroom. It has a sea view and small balcony.
Great. And what do we do about breakfast?
We offer a buffet breakfast. It's included in the price and we serve continental, English or American breakfast, depending on whether you'd like pancakes, eggs or cheese and ham. Whatever you like, really.
Oh, that's great. And how much does this come to?
It would normally be £750 for the 7 nights, but I can offer you an early bird discount of 15%, so a reduction of £112.50. That makes it £637.50.
We'll take it. Now, can I check a few more things? We'll be arriving by car. Is there parking?
Not on site, but you can use the leisure centre car park across the road. It's free for hotel guests. You'll just need a code. Hotel reception will give you one, and you can come and go as you please.
Brilliant. And the hotel facilities?
Well, there's a pool with a spa on the roof, and there's a gym in the basement.
Is the pool heated?
Yes, it is.
Fine. And what attractions are there nearby?
You can walk to most of them. The town centre is about 5 minutes away with a lovely castle just near the main square. I'd recommend a visit there. The port is also nearby, and if you're feeling adventurous, you can catch a boat to the islands from there. The islands are all about 20 to 30 minutes away. They're a national park. The swimming's good, and there are great cycling trails.
Can you hire bikes?
Yes, on all the islands, just by where the boats land. And the hill walking is amazing too.
Great.
Also, I'd recommend a day in Santa Franca. As you have a car, it's ideal as it's a short drive up the coast. It's got a wonderful old quarter and a market on Tuesdays.
That sounds interesting. Oh yes, when's checkout time?
Normally 10 a.m, but as you're leaving on a Sunday, it's 11.
Good. And can I use my credit card to pay?
Sure. You'll need to pay a £200 deposit now to secure the booking, and the outstanding amount is due in 30 days' time.
Now listen to the first part of the test again.
Hotel Concordia, can I help you?
Hello. I'd like to book a stay from the 24th to the 30th of June.
Let me see. Yes, we have availability then. For how many people?
Well, we're a family of 5, 3 adults and 2 children.
So you're looking for 3 rooms?
Do you have a double and a triple?
Yes, actually, we have a family apartment. That would be cheaper and probably more convenient.
That sounds good.
It's three bedrooms with a living room and bathroom. It has a sea view and small balcony.
Great. And what do we do about breakfast?
We offer a buffet breakfast. It's included in the price and we serve continental, English or American breakfast, depending on whether you'd like pancakes, eggs or cheese and ham. Whatever you like, really.
Oh, that's great. And how much does this come to?
It would normally be £750 for the 7 nights, but I can offer you an early bird discount of 15%, so a reduction of £112.50. That makes it £637.50.
We'll take it. Now, can I check a few more things? We'll be arriving by car. Is there parking?
Not on site, but you can use the leisure centre car park across the road. It's free for hotel guests. You'll just need a code. Hotel reception will give you one, and you can come and go as you please.
Brilliant. And the hotel facilities?
Well, there's a pool with a spa on the roof, and there's a gym in the basement.
Is the pool heated?
Yes, it is.
Fine. And what attractions are there nearby?
You can walk to most of them. The town centre is about 5 minutes away with a lovely castle just near the main square. I'd recommend a visit there. The port is also nearby, and if you're feeling adventurous, you can catch a boat to the islands from there. The islands are all about 20 to 30 minutes away. They're a national park. The swimming's good, and there are great cycling trails.
Can you hire bikes?
Yes, on all the islands, just by where the boats land. And the hill walking is amazing too.
Great.
Also, I'd recommend a day in Santa Franca. As you have a car, it's ideal as it's a short drive up the coast. It's got a wonderful old quarter and a market on Tuesdays.
That sounds interesting. Oh yes, when's checkout time?
Normally 10 a.m, but as you're leaving on a Sunday, it's 11.
Good. And can I use my credit card to pay?
Sure. You'll need to pay a £200 deposit now to secure the booking, and the outstanding amount is due in 30 days' time.
Now listen to the second part of the test. Section L2. You are going to hear someone reading the news. From the information you hear, you must tick whether the statements are true or false, or the speaker doesn't say. Remember that to be true, a statement must be correct in every detail according to what you hear. There will now be a 20-second pause to allow you to read the questions.
And here is news from around the world. Rubbish collectors in the Turkish capital city of Ankara are recycling books that people have thrown away. 3 years ago, instead of sending the books to landfill, the city workers decided to collect and classify them. They then opened a library in a former brick factory, with thousands of titles available to read. Access was initially limited to the families of rubbish collectors, but due to its great success, it opened to the public today. The Saudi Arabian capital Riyadh is about to have a makeover. The $23 billion allocated to this scheme will all be spent on improving the city's leisure facilities, with work due to begin next week. Over 130 kilometres of cycling tracks will be added to existing paths, and huge new parks and hundreds of artworks are envisaged. According to officials, Riyadh will be a greener city through the creation of dozens of community gardens planted with 7.5 million new trees. In France, a theme park in Bordeaux is using crows to pick up rubbish and keep the place clean. Six of these intelligent birds have been trained to pick up cigarette ends, crisp packets and food wrappers that people have discarded. They then take the rubbish to a special bin, which rewards them with food. They are fast workers and can fill up a bin in less than 45 minutes. This week, American company Monta announced their flying car could go on sale next year. The Green Fly has been tested in Canada. Operators will not need a pilot's license to take to the air, but must undergo special training beforehand. Critics describe it as a one-person drone, as it has no wheels and is not currently permitted on roads.
Now listen to the second part of the test again.
And here is news from around the world. Rubbish collectors in the Turkish capital city of Ankara are recycling books that people have thrown away. 3 years ago, instead of sending the books to landfill, the city workers decided to collect and classify them. They then opened a library in a former brick factory, with thousands of titles available to read. Access was initially limited to the families of rubbish collectors, but due to its great success, it opened to the public today. The Saudi Arabian capital Riyadh is about to have a makeover. The $23 billion allocated to this scheme will all be spent on improving the city's leisure facilities, with work due to begin next week. Over 130 kilometres of cycling tracks will be added to existing paths, and huge new parks and hundreds of artworks are envisaged. According to officials, Riyadh will be a greener city through the creation of dozens of community gardens planted with 7.5 million new trees. In France, a theme park in Bordeaux is using crows to pick up rubbish and keep the place clean. Six of these intelligent birds have been trained to pick up cigarette ends, crisp packets and food wrappers that people have discarded. They then take the rubbish to a special bin, which rewards them with food. They are fast workers and can fill up a bin in less than 45 minutes. This week, American company Monta announced their flying car could go on sale next year. The Green Fly has been tested in Canada. Operators will not need a pilot's license to take to the air, but must undergo special training beforehand. Critics describe it as a one-person drone, as it has no wheels and is not currently permitted on roads.
Now listen to the third part of the test. Section L3. You are going to hear people talking in four different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the correct answer, A, B or C. Speaker 1. You will hear a man talking about his job.
My grandfather always said I'd be a farmer like him because my dad would inherit his farm. But Mum and Dad decided the farm was too small and not viable. So they did what most people of their generation did and headed off to the city to work in either hospitals or schools. They became teachers, in fact. They still are, and by chance I ended up doing the same as my grandfather after all. That happened because I met and fell in love with a farmer's daughter. I'd been working as a volunteer in Kenya and was about to go home to manage a car business in Australia when I met a lovely girl from Scotland. She started on the same project as me about a month before I left. We kept in touch, married, and I moved to Scotland to manage the family farm.
Speaker 2. You will hear a woman talking about an order.
I recently ordered a dress online and asked for next day delivery. It never arrived, and was eventually classified as lost by the post office. I had to order the item again, but by then it was out of stock in navy. I ordered a different one in red, which really suits me, but when it arrived it was far too tight. A shame, because it was well made and stylish. I got in touch with customer services, and after a long and rather heated conversation, they said they would call me back. I had to chase them a couple of times, but they did agree to refund the money, and I had to buy something else. On the plus side, the dress I've got now is a much better fit than others I've bought from them.
Speaker 3. You will hear a man talking about a music festival.
The best music festival I've been to would have to be my very first experience. It was a surprisingly smooth 4-hour drive, and we had no complaints about our new tent, which we managed to put up in no time. But I couldn't get to sleep, but not because I was uncomfortable. I guess it was between midnight and 1, but everywhere was so loud, and I really found that a struggle. I was sure festivals were not for me. But sometime during the afternoon of the second day, I realised how lucky I was to be listening to some of those bands. The lineup was incredible. I didn't join in, because it's not my thing, but most people were dancing, even in the rain. And it poured, which was annoying, but we still had the best time ever.
Speaker 4. You will hear a woman talking about her birthday.
My most memorable birthday was my 16th. I was on a school trip to Italy and we were staying in a hostel. Although my brother was on the same trip, I was missing home and my mum and dad. Some of the girls on the trip were friendly enough, but my best mate had missed the flight and had to go back to lessons at school. I thought it was going to be a really boring day as I'd been fed up about being away from home. But when I got up, I was just speechless. The others had decorated the hostel with balloons. I don't know how, but they'd managed to get a cake from somewhere. I even got presents. I was so touched by what they'd done to make it a special day.
Now listen to the third part of the test again. Speaker 1. You will hear a man talking about his job.
My grandfather always said I'd be a farmer like him because my dad would inherit his farm. But Mum and Dad decided the farm was too small and not viable. So they did what most people of their generation did and headed off to the city to work in either hospitals or schools. They became teachers, in fact. They still are, and by chance I ended up doing the same as my grandfather after all. That happened because I met and fell in love with a farmer's daughter. I'd been working as a volunteer in Kenya and was about to go home to manage a car business in Australia when I met a lovely girl from Scotland. She started on the same project as me about a month before I left. We kept in touch, married, and I moved to Scotland to manage the family farm.
Speaker 2. You will hear a woman talking about an order.
I recently ordered a dress online and asked for next day delivery. It never arrived and was eventually classified as lost by the post office. I had to order the item again, but by then it was out of stock in navy. I ordered a different one in red, which really suits me, but when it arrived it was far too tight. A shame, because it was well made and stylish. I got in touch with customer services, and after a long and rather heated conversation, they said they would call me back. I had to chase them a couple of times, but they did agree to refund the money, and I had to buy something else. On the plus side, the dress I've got now is a much better fit than others I've bought from them.
Speaker 3. You will hear a man talking about a music festival.
The best music festival I've been to would have to be my very first experience. It was a surprisingly smooth 4-hour drive, and we had no complaints about our new tent, which we managed to put up in no time. But I couldn't get to sleep, but not because I was uncomfortable. I guess it was between midnight and 1, but everywhere was so loud, and I really found that a struggle. I was sure festivals were not for me. But sometime during the afternoon of the second day, I realised how lucky I was to be listening to some of those bands. The lineup was incredible. I didn't join in, because it's not my thing, but most people were dancing, even in the rain. And it poured, which was annoying, but we still had the best time ever. Speaker 4. You will hear a woman talking about her birthday.
My most memorable birthday was my 16th. I was on a school trip to Italy and we were staying in a hostel. Although my brother was on the same trip, I was missing home and my mum and dad. Some of the girls on the trip were friendly enough, but my best mate had missed the flight and had to go back to lessons at school. I thought it was going to be a really boring day as I'd been fed up about being away from home. But when I got up, I was just speechless. The others had decorated the hostel with balloons. I don't know how, but they'd managed to get a cake from somewhere. I even got presents. I was so touched by what they'd done to make it a special day.
That is the end of the listening test. You will now have 3 minutes to check your answers. Your listening paper will then be collected.